Patient's name is Rose Strange, first name R-O-S-E, last name S-T-R-A-N-G-E. Date of birth is 1/5/1955. Date of service is 3/17/1922. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. A 67-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining that her eyelids have been drooping over her eyelashes for the last several months. She's also complaining of 1 week of vaginal itching and burning. Allergies, no drug allergies, current medication, Synthroid and vitamins, medical history, hypothyroid, surgical history, hysterectomy, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSCHPI, vital signs, blood pressure 119 over 76, heart rate 56, respiratory rate 16, temp 98.4, O2 99, and she weighs 192 pounds. Physical exam, general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, cooperative, H-E-E-N-T, her mucous membranes are moist, pupils, pearl, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respiration, even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan number 1, vaginal yeast infection number 2, urinary tract infection, and number 3, blepharoptosis. That's spelled B-L-E-P-H-A-R-P-T-O-S-I-S. Patient does state that several months ago she did get Botox into her forehead. And these symptoms did begin after, since this is one of the most common negative reactions to Botox injections. We will wait a few months and see if, as the medicine excretes from her symptoms, some of those symptoms improve with her eyelashes. She'll also be given a prescription of Diflucan to take 1 pill every other day for 3 doses. We did do a UA in the office, and she does have small leukocytes present, so I'm going to start her on some Macrobid to take twice a day for 7 days. We will send that urine off for a culture. As patient was leaving, she does state that over the past year or so, sometimes when she walks or stands up, she does get dizzy. I did evaluate her labs from less than a year ago, and she did have hyperthyroidism, possibly from having too high of a dose of her levothyroxine. So we are going to recheck her labs today and see if her dose needs to be changed. If patient has any worsening of condition, she will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Patient does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.